keep in mind that there's a difference between wishing and hoping and wanting and intention. Your intention creates your reality. Intention is a different concept. Your intention is the taking of hopes and fantasies and applying them into an action mode. You experience with intention is a way of creating miracles is probably unfamiliar to you, especially if you've been raised on desires and wishes and hopes and fantasies as all the things that are in your invisible self. That's where your thoughts are. That's where your minds are. What I want to do is help you to shift that. Desires, you see, are stagnant. They don't set energy into motion. They don't create for you. Intention is the energy of the soul. And it comes into contact with your physical reality. It creates your reality. What's interesting is that everything that you see around you, everything you associate with, all the ways that you function in your life, all your relationships, all the money that you've made in your life, the shape of your physical body, virtually everything about the physical you is really nothing more than a result of your intentions or how your thoughts became energized into action. Now, this is really a crucial concept in developing this mindset, because so many of us just think, well, I'll be able to create miracles, and what I'll do is I'll wish for them, and I'll just fantasize about it, or I'll just visualize them, or I'll just get that image in my mind, and then with the image, everything will work out exactly the way I want it to. But intention is taking those images, those visions, those wishes, and energizing them so that you start talking differently to yourself. I intend for this to happen. I will create this. I will make this my reality, is the action of your intentions. And that is what literally has created your intentions. Becoming aware of your intentions leads you to an awareness of your spiritual nature. If you have an intention to work, for example, at a particular position in your life, you've literally transcended your desire and you've put your entire invisible being into that action. See, I am a writer. I'm a speaker. I produce tapes. Those are some of the things that I do in my life, quote, do. But they all came not just from thoughts, but from my intention to do them. I had to have the thought, I would like to produce a set of tapes, but I also had to intend that it would happen. And then when you intend that it will happen, you make the phone call, or the person shows up in your life, or you get up out of bed in the morning and you go show up in the studio and you begin recording. You begin to take the stagnant thought and convert it into something that is real in the physical sense. Now your higher self gets involved in the pursuit of this work. It's not just an empty wish or a goal. It's an inner transference of energy from the inert to the active. This higher self that I'm talking about is declaring, this is going to happen. Underline it in your consciousness. This is going to happen. It's this invisible energy within you that started with the inert status of a desire or even a goal to intention. This is what creates everything in your reality. It always has, even though you may have been unaware of how it's been working. What your reality is nothing more than a reflection of the intentions that you have created for yourself. Now, your intention can be synchronized with what you know to be your purpose, or it may be otherwise aligned. If you know your purpose is about giving and loving and serving, as I've talked about, whether it's in the field of education or parenting or law or driving a cab, your intention will follow. Your intention will follow your purpose. Very often you probably find yourself surrounded by other people with similar values that you have. Your values and your higher spiritual self reflect your intentions. You may view the world as a giving place. If you do, you're probably optimistic about people's abilities to become less militant. You probably see the goodness in other people. And you very likely see a lot of people who want to be giving back to you. You experience gratitude and you're teaching others to be loving. So that if you have an intention or a belief that the world is a good place, that the world is a giving place, that the world is a terrific place, that this is a wonderful place to be in, that intention will, in fact, create those experiences in your life. And rather than going home and reporting on all of the pessimistic things that you have observed in your life, you will find yourself reflecting on that which is optimistic. you'll find that the people around you, generally speaking, in your circle of friends and in the acquaintances that you meet in your life, and even the people that you work with and even the people you're in close relationships with, you'll find that they very often reflect a very similar kind of approach to the world. Your intention, your belief that the world is a giving, loving place, that intention begins to manifest itself in your relationships and in the people that you have around you. And the reverse is true. If your intention is to get all that you can get, you most likely encounter lots of greedy, power-hungry people. Your associates will have similar mindsets. You repeatedly will convince yourself of the greed and the shallowness of the world, and you'll see this coming about in your life. Your thoughts to your intentions to your reality all will reflect what it is that you have manifested for yourself in that invisible self that I've been talking about. So that if you have this pessimistic view of the world, and if you think that people are all out to just get other people and so on, you'll find that people are taking advantage of you a lot. You'll find yourself being very skeptical of people's honesty. You'll find yourself having to have a lot of legal disputes resolved for you. You find yourself in angry confrontations with other people a lot. You'll find that you don't trust salespeople, and you'll find yourself hanging up when somebody tells you something and say, oh, yeah, sure, but that isn't really what it's going to be. And someone says they'll be there at 5 o'clock on Friday, and you probably tell yourself, no, they're not going to be. You have created an intention in the world. You are beginning to see what it is that you have intended for yourself. And you're probably a person who is out to get all you can get, and you probably do take advantage of others, and you probably don't trust yourself. And as a result, you see the very same thing within yourself in the people around you. The secret to changing your life is not to change your wishes, but to change your intentions. Wishing, hoping, and goal setting don't accomplish anything without intention. What is needed is a shift from the inert energy to the active energy of intention. Realize that all of your accomplishments, even those of which you're not very proud, have come about as a result of your intentions. When you intend something, rather than simply desire it, you create it. With intention, it's as if your mind is saying, this is it. There simply is no other way. I can sit right here now in this studio and say with absolute certainty about having alcohol in my life. This is it. There's no other way. There's no way for me to be. And that doesn't mean that I have to worry and struggle with that every single day of my life. In this day, the only day that I have, there will be no alcohol in this body. There will be no substances in this body. And that is my intention, and I will follow through on that intention. It is my intention that there will be no duplicity, there will be no cheating, there will be no lying in my life, in my relationships. That is my intention, so that when the temptation is to just keep something from someone that I love very much, like my family, my intention is that truth is better. My intention is to stay in physical shape. My wish isn't that, gee, I hope I can keep myself from getting overweight and I can keep myself from, getting heart disease and things like that. My intention is that I will exercise regularly, that I will walk and run, that I will stay active, that I will keep myself athletically fit, and I will watch the food that goes into my mouth. And it isn't just a wish. It isn't just a hope. It isn't even a goal. It isn't even a desire. It is an intention. I intend this to happen. Therefore, when I'm tempted with something that will move it the other way, I remember that it's an intention. It's an active thing.